There was little time to lose. Before long, as Bilbo knew, some elves were under orders to come down and help the butler get the empty barrels through the doors into the stream. These were, in fact, already standing in rows in the middle of the floor, waiting to be pushed off. Some of them were wine barrels, and these were not much use, as they could not easily be opened at the end without a deal of noise, nor could they easily be secured again. But among them were several others, which had been used for bringing other stuffs, butter, apples, and all sorts of things, to the king's palace. They soon found 13 with room enough for a dwarf in each. In fact, some were too roomy, and as they climbed in, the dwarves thought anxiously of the shaking and the bumping they would get inside, though Bilbo did his best to find straw and other stuff to pack them in as cosily as could be managed in a short time. At last, 12 dwarves were stowed. Thorin had given a lot of trouble, and turned and twisted in his tub and grumbled like a large dog in a small kennel, while Balin, who came last, made a great fuss about his air holes and said he was stifling, even before his lid was on. Bilbo had done what he could to close holes in the sides of the barrels, and to fix on all the lids as safely as could be managed, and now he was left alone again, running round putting the finishing touches to the packing, and hoping against hope that his plan would come off. It had not been a bit too soon. Only a minute or two after Balin's lid had been fitted on, there came the sound of voices and the flicker of lights. A number of elves came laughing and talking into the cellars and singing snatches of song. They had left a merry feast in one of the halls and were bent on returning as soon as they could.
"Where's old Galleon, the butler?" said one. "I haven't seen him at the tables tonight. He ought to be here now to show us what's to be done."
"I shall be angry if the old slow coach is late," said another. "I've no wish to waste time down here while the song is up."
"Ha-ha!" came a cry. "Here's the old villain with his head on a jug. He's been having a little feast all to himself and his friend the captain."
"Shake him! Wake him!" shouted the others impatiently.
Galleon was not at all pleased at being shaken or wakened, and still less at being laughed at.
"You're all late," he grumbled. "Here am I, waiting and waiting down here, while you fellows drink and make merry and forget your tasks.